Today we're joined by David Wachter of W Capital Partners, Stephen Milner of Gen 2 Fund Services, and Russ Steenberg of BlackRock Private Equity Partners. Today we're talking about mind-blowing facts that will change the way you view the future of the private equity asset class. I'm joined by three experts who are going to guide us through one particular fact, which is, in today's market, it now takes about twice as long for LPs to get their money back from GPs as it did in the past. So in other words, let's let David Wachter walk us through the nuance of that. What does it mean when we say it kind of takes twice as long for LPs to get their money back?
Sure. Since this conversation is about data, I'll give you a couple of numbers. A five-year-old fund today, on average, has distributed about 40% of an investor's money back. Go back to 07, and an average fund at that point had given investors about 85% of their monies back. Take it to 7 years. A seven-year-old fund back in 07 has given investors 100% of their capital back. And of course, what's left is profits. Today, a seven-year-old fund on average has given back investors about 70% of their money. Take that same seven-year-old fund today and the RVPI, which is remaining value as a percentage of capital called, is about 95 to 100%. So what it means is after 7 years, 100% of investors' capital still remains in deals in the portfolio.
So Russ, what does that mean for the way that an investor experiences a private equity investment? At year seven, they only have 70 cents back on the dollar that they put in. Mm-hmm. How does that change their return profile? How does that change the way that they even structure their portfolio?
Well, mathematically, it changes the return profile. It means you get a lower internal rate of return because it took you longer to realize the capital. Now, what we're seeing is money multiples aren't changing a whole lot, but your duration is. So therefore, internal rates of returns are coming down a little bit. I think you're seeing that across the whole industry. The issue is the economies change, and then the cycle changes. Are we going to revert back to a more normal distribution pattern or return pattern that you see in the private equity world, which, as David has indicated, in the buyout world, it's typically, depending upon where the cycle is, get your money back or duration measure is someplace between 4 and 6 years. And if it's in the venture world, it's typically in the 6 to 8 year time frame. Those numbers have all been elongated, whether it's a permanent shift or whether it just happens to be part of the cycle, is something that time will tell us.
And Steve Milner, there is an organizational consequence for longer, I guess, marriage periods, if you want to use a marriage analogy. A lot of these partnerships started life with the expectation that, you know, they'd get their money back by 7 years, and then the profits would start to come in. And that has been protracted. So what's it doing to the infrastructure of the private equity firms and to the relationships between the GPs and the LPs?
It's really an interesting time to look at that, because as duration has gone by, and the multiples may be there, you know, if the GPs haven't gotten into carry by a certain point, you know, their personal and their business economics have changed. Remember that, you know, you may have a bunch of junior partners who had a piece of the carry and they haven't seen that, and that's something they signed up for. So they've got to recalibrate. Oftentimes the GP, the senior folks need to help the junior folks recalibrate. So there's a big internal dialogue going on regarding that.
David, you spent a lot of time with fund managers who have legacy assets and relatively old, long-in-the-tooth funds. How do incentives change as funds enter their 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th year? And can they become perverse?
Yeah, I think anyone, this group and anyone watching the video knows that motivations and interests diverge depending upon where performance is. Funds that are well into carry at year 11 and 12, everybody's in the same motivation category. When funds are below their hurdle rate, and about a quarter of all funds are below the 8% target threshold for net IRR, incentives change and motivations change. The only way to clear it, particularly late in life of a fund, is by taking excess risk or more significant risk. Funds that are underwater and funds that are in clawback have a completely different set of motivations and incentives than any fund that's either in the middle or in the well-performing category. And frankly, even a healthy firm that's on fund 4, 5, or 6 is going to have funds in each of those three categories. over the life of a firm. So you just hope a firm has enough sustainability and stability in its partnership that it knows how to treat all prior funds in the right way, which is orderly growth and orderly liquidity for their LPs.
Is it your sense that a lot of the GPs in business today contemplated that there was the possibility that some of these partnerships would last so long? And were they prepared from an organizational perspective to have a big part of their organization looking after assets that are getting 10, 11, 12, 13 years old?
These businesses are prepared to manage assets. So whether it was in Fund 1 or Fund 2 got delayed because Fund 1 was running a little longer, I don't think it really ultimately affected the way they think about how they had their internal assets deployed and ready to go and the resources. I think if you ask somebody, they probably say, yeah, they're a little surprised that it took as long as it did to get liquidity, and that the portfolios are probably on average have more names in them than they would have thought. I don't think that that's really negatively affected anybody. I think all the firms, most good firms, were prepared to deal with this.